So when the doctor tells you to open up and say, ah, pretty much anywhere in the world, there's a chance that the wooden stick pressing on your tongue was made in Maine. And the wooden stick in that creamsicle, also probably from Maine. In the next installment of our series, you can get it there from here. Jennifer Mitchell visits a facility in Guilford where the recipe for global success combines secret machines, better technology, and even a dash of bad luck.
Hardwood Products LP in Guilford has something of a split personality. The company is divided into two operations, one right across the road from the other. On the one side, there's Hardwood Products LLC.
99% of the ice cream sticks are 4.5 inches. This happens to be a special order for 5.5.
Over here, it's all noisy trucks and bark flying off logs, while a suite of singular machines churns out flat birchwood sticks at a rate of about 1,200 per minute. On the other side of the road...
This is a microbiology lab where we have products that we make here as well.
This is Puritan Medical, where you're more likely to see folks running around in white coats. Both halves have played a role in Hardwood's success. But first, let's go back in time. Both sides of the company have been around for almost 100 years, from a time when forest industries were booming and Maine was billing itself as the toothpick capital of the world.
When my grandfather first bought this property, there was a little box mill out at the end here. And they just made a little company with, I believe, 6 or 8 gentlemen making wooden boxes.
That's third-generation owner and vice president James Cartwright. He's been with the company for 40 years. His grandfather started the Minto Toothpick Company in 1919, which then became Hardwood Products about a year later. In 1928, the company started making its first medical items, tongue depressors. And for decades, things went well.
And then the whole facility burned flat in 1958. Completely flat. Office, warehouses, complete manufacturing. The only thing that was standing was the smokestack.
The original 1919 biomass boiler made it through as well, and they still use it today to heat the plant. The mill fire turned out to be a blessing in disguise, says Cartwright, because the family was forced to build a new plant, one that was not only fireproof, but designed with time and motion efficiency in mind. Their competitors were not so unlucky.
They just kept running the old facilities, weren't very efficient, and that raises their cost up, and that's what... You know, that's what helped put them out of business when China came with lower pricing. China was coming over and selling ice cream sticks cheaper than, for an example, we could make them. So we had to depend on all of our other products to get through that tough 20 years.
Hardwood Products is the only manufacturer of ice cream sticks left in the U.S., and the orders are rolling in at last, says Cartwright, thanks in no small part to a whole room of mechanisms that we can't show you or describe in too much detail, such as this machine that's grating and sorting newly minted ice cream sticks at a rate of 20 per second, a process once done by hand.
And these are our sorters that we designed, manufactured here, so these are really proprietary machinery, and there's no patent on. The patent is secrecy.
By designing and building its own secret technology, Cartwright says the company has been able to produce the same quality birchwood stick of decades past, but shrink the price gap to within 10 or 15% of what Asian manufacturers can offer, and it's paying off. This bunch of sticks shooting out of this top secret machine is part of the company's first official order going to a major international buyer.
They tested us last fall. I think it was August. We ended up shipping the product in October, and that was our first run, you know, to check our quality, prove, you know, who we said we were. We passed with flying colors.
Costa Rican dairy cooperative Dos Pinos, which sells some 600 different products across Central America and the Caribbean, found Hardwood Products via the company's website. Now it plans to buy at least 70 million ice cream sticks this year. Across the street, Puritan Medical has been pushing its specialized medical products into the global marketplace as well. In addition to millions upon millions of stick applicators and tongue depressors, they've developed an especial niche in the world of swabs, some wooden, some not. Director of Regulatory Affairs and Quality Assurance Paul Duby says the company has aggressively marketed its swabs from Germany to Dubai.
We have contacts that go out all over the globe to kind of turn over the rocks and find these business opportunities for us. The other thing is it's kind of a small world in swabs. There aren't a lot of companies that do what we do. It's not as simple as it looks sometimes. There's a lot of quality requirements that go into it, a tremendous number of regulatory requirements.
Hardwood now ships its Puritan products to 58 different countries, from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. But as with the ice cream stick business, there is still one very hard nut to crack. Puritan Vice President Timothy Templett says it's been a challenge trying to sell directly to China and its 1.4 billion citizens.
The government has to approve you as a supplier. Today, we have spent over $100,000 to meet their standards, and they keep moving the mark. And at this point in time, we have given that up.
To be allowed into China, Templett says the company would be forced to demonstrate exactly how each product is made, essentially sharing the secret recipe for its success. And for a company that's been kept afloat by 100 years of patent secrecy, Templett says, nah. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.